Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla and Michael are both just, I'm looking at my future. This is, they're both having a good old laugh. There's old man daddy sitting over there today, driving my kid to school for Grandparents Day. He said, Dad, you could probably get away with coming to Grandparents Day. I said, yeah, Michael, I could probably do that if I wasn't your father. Could I watch Die Hard? What do you think?
Yeah, he's almost a teenager, right?
Yeah.
I took him to see Napoleon while he's bending Josephine over like a chair. And
Did you giggle?
I reached over, but he turns away. If it's kissy time, lovey time.
Yeah, Carrie is the same way.
She turns away from it?
Yeah, any, on a screen, in real life, anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't she say, are you done?
She never has to ask that. If you go into the long, steady decline, what percentage do you want to be at before we take you off the show?
If I get beyond 50%, if I'm half of who I was, I don't want to be around.
Oh, because I was thinking 75.
No. Well, no one's ever going to know, Mike, because we're going to have you stack shows.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. I never get what I really want.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Mr. Claus Kapuncha. Heifert in mein Schuhnchen, heifert in mein Larsche, danke, Sister Klaasche.
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Oh, darling, how silly of me.
Hello! Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
What would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, come now, you must want something.
Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Fragile. That must be Italian.
No, no, I want an official red undercover knife to do it and get ready my lay rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
It's a clinker! That blessed, stupid furnace, that gummit!
What a legacy, Darren McGavin. You know, you think of him at Christmas time, don't you?
You do.
He had a big, illustrious career in Hollywood, and you think of him at Christmas time because they keep that alive. Make a great Christmas movie, and you become immortal. Kind of cool.
Every Christmas Eve in my house, Mike, we watch Kolchak the Night Stalker. So I think
the Night Stalker was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Scary show.
Just exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ho, ho, ho. Mac, how are you? You had a little problem this morning. Everything all right now?
Yeah, everything's good now.
Okay. You know?
This is the hardest Mac's worked ever in his life, and I want to commend him because...
I was going to commend him on the show yesterday. I had a segment put out about him being a true original.
Yes.
Where... He is Mac, and in order to find out if Mac is really excited about something, you have to listen carefully. Like when he's talking about Godzilla, the movie, and he puts Astounding in there, you know?
And he mentioned, just in passing, he said he cried multiple times during Godzilla Minus One.
So I actually said, I was going to say on yesterday's show, I never got around to it, that, you know, Mac being the original that he is, I would love. And I told him this, didn't I, Mac, that I'd love to have you do a movie segment on this show.
You did. Yeah. Yes, and I appreciate that.
The thing that I have grown fond of is the understated reactions from Mike McIntosh. You know, I would describe you as chill, mellow, sickly, but that was an old one. That was an old
frail.
JFK was sickly. Yeah,
but having worked with you now, I get the whole type of deal. I understand what it is. The enthusiasm you showed for Godzilla Minus One. By the way, I have retained the name of that motion picture because of your rave review.
Yeah,
that is the level of enthusiasm. That's as good as it gets for you, right? When you say astounding. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else in the last 6 months that has gotten you that positive or happy or excited?
Yes, there have been a couple movies. One, actually, I want to make a recommendation. Okay. I wouldn't say it's as good, but it came out recently.
Okay.
And it's actually good for kids. So, okay, like, you could watch this with Michael, which is
thank you.
The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
It's a Netflix film.
It's a short film by Wes Anderson, and it's based on the Roald Dahl book.
Booger Sugar?
Roald Dahl, the writer of Willy Wonka, James and the Giant Peach.
I know. You know what? I'm looking for content because as of Friday, my little lad is going to be flopping around the house, and all he's going to have is Fortnite, and there are only so many times Daddy can go have a beer at the Cave, the golf simulator place that's overpriced.
Yeah, it's a great 30-minute movie. It's fun. Okay. It's super fun, great for kids. Highly recommend that.
What about Die Hard? Can he watch Die Hard with his son?
Die Hard is great. I watched it recently. Well,
Could I watch Die Hard? What do you think?
He's almost a teenager, right?
Why yeah. Not?
I took him to see Napoleon while he's bending Josephine over like a chair and, you know.
Wow.
He handled that.
Yeah.
Well, he reached over his eyes, or did you like giggle?
I reached over, but he turns away. If it's kissy time, lovey time, he's still at the age, you know,
that's a
year or two away of where it's just like, no, can I get your hand out of my way?
Yeah. Carrie is the same way.
She turns away from it.
Yeah. And on a screen in real life, anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't she say, are you done?
She never has to ask that.
When she receives, isn't it like...
She keeps.
Isn't that the look?
She sings to herself lightly.
La la. When? And the song goes
not
like this.
Not a come.
When will it be over? Please God, let it be over.
I'm in a happy place. Happy place. Oh, happy place.
Boy, who could blame her? Speaking of wives, I don't know where stuff comes from, but I'm sitting there minding my own business, and we're having a little family time. Michael was sick. There's a little something running through school. He might have been a little rough today, but he toughed it out. He's got a school thing that he's got to do, a school play type thing that he's got to do for Grandparents' Day. Toughed it out. He's getting in there.
They're doing Napoleon, aren't they?
Happy. They're doing Napoleon, the movie. Now you got me thinking of that scene.
Don't think of that scene.
Where they do a quick cut.
No.
Where was I? You know,
Michael, this is how dogs do it, but humans can do it sometimes too.
Right. So wait, if you're basing it on the movie, it's the only way Napoleon did it. Might be the only way they all did it back in those days. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I'm going to digress.
The flooring was always slippery.
The flooring?
It was nasty. Imagine how nasty it was in those days.
Yeah, really, I suppose.
When you think about hygiene and everything else, just horrible.
I remember reading once that they kept adding layers and cologne all winter long, and it's just the whole notion of it is horrible. Ooh.
It's really nasty.
Yeah.
And the itching. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. But I don't mind terrible. The swelling.
So, okay. you are really sidetracking me today. Gross. I'm trying so desperate. Okay, yeah. So family time last night.
Right.
Carla calls Michael out, and we've restricted his gaming recently, and it's a good lead up through into the holiday season when that's what he would do all the time, and it's not good. Anything that much gets crazy, and it puts him in a bad mood, so we've restricted it to a certain extent. So we went back to the little family thing we did, which was Jeopardy. And Mac, hold off on posting this until I tell you, okay?
Okay.
So Mrs. O'Mara, I'm minding my own business. I'm not saying anything to anybody. And I look over and they're showing one of the Jeopardy champions. In fact, the guy that ended up being the champion in last night's episode with Ken Jennings. And Carla says, he looks like you. And I look at this guy and I don't think the guy looks anything like me. And then I notice a particular feature on this dude that is the earlobes.
Oh,
and Carla,
they come up again.
Michael, Carla and Michael are both just this. I'm looking at my future. This is they're both having a good old laugh. There's old man daddy sitting over there today, driving my kid to school for Grandparents' Day. He said, Dad, you could probably get away with coming to Grandparents' Day. I said, yeah, Michael, I could probably do that if I wasn't your father.
And he says it like it's something that it would be so cool if you could sneak in. You could get away with it.
Yeah. But I mean, and then we had a discussion about what the average age is. I think probably 60s is the average age for grandparents, and maybe 70s. 60s and 70s would be about normal. And there was silence, and we moved on to another subject. And apologies to my son today, where I gave the salute to the guy in back of me, you know, because there was a semi truck in the right lane, wanted to ease on over. And you know the move. We've all received it. The guy where the guy is lollygagging four car lengths in back of you. And as soon as he sees that you're moving over, and I had a signal on, he decides to punch it and roar right up in your bumper and then wave his hands around like, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting around that semi truck so I can get my son to school on time. You incredible, insensitive guy. And then I noticed the guy was cutting off 20 other people. So he was an a-hole. I'm so sorry for the digression. But the guy that they were referring to, Mac, you can put the picture up now. This is the guy. And check out the lobes on this guy.
Oh. All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like a skinnier you.
Well, with more hair. Mike, that looks like...
That might not be his real hair.
I don't think it is. Mike, that looks like someone took a picture of you and ran it through AI, is what it looks like. It's altered. It's chemically altered.
I don't think it looks any effing thing like you. Like
a little bit, yeah. You got the beard and the nose.
I don't have. When's the last time you've ever seen me go like this? You ever seen me go like this?
No, no. But
the lobes are what I'm talking about. These.
Yeah, well, look, you both are Lisa Loeb's. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think his may be longer than mine. I think his may be longer than mine. Mm. I mean, his lobes rest on his neck. Mine do not. They're close, but they don't. His lobes.
His jut out.
He also has, I mean, he's got, you're on your way to being like having a svelte face like that too.
Well, I mean, I hope so. I think I've got a, you know, I've been trying.
It's not all bad.
I got 25, 30 more pounds to go. And then that, but he's not all that skinny either. He's not, I mean, it's a skinny face and he's maybe a little, believe it or not, a little younger, but
his lobes, Mike, I think the thing is that his earlobes, they jut out. And yours are.
You might feel younger. You might feel younger inside, but this guy looks.
I feel so young.
Yeah.
That it's not even funny. I'm talking about getting out of the car, walking into the grocery store to, and by the way, going to the grocery store to get my vaxes. You can take him down now, Mac. I'm tired of looking at his mug. He won last night, though. Congratulations to
him.
What
were his strongest categories? What was he? A winner. Where did he excel? Or was he a more strategy player?
I don't know.
Like, did he play like that guy that picks the big money categories first?
Not really. They all do middle of the road now. They all do like halfway down, you know? And there was a lawyer from Brooklyn, and then I completely forgot the other guy. It was a fine show. Fine. Terrific. So, yeah, I'm
over here now.
That's a lawyer. And I'm springing in. To the grocery store, and I have now officially, now that I'm getting vaccinations there, I have officially abandoned my Walgreens, ridiculously, insanely crowded Walgreens, and I'm popping over to the grocery store pharmacy, which doesn't have the same amenities. You know, at the Walgreens, they got a little room that you go into to get your vaxes. This way, they come out from behind the counter, and there's a table there, and that's how they do it. But I am here to tell you that the level of professionalism is just so spectacular, and now I feel great. I got the RSV, which, by the way, it's a little problematic when you get a vaccine that you don't know what it is. What is it? I know I'm supposed to get it, but I don't know what it is. Do
I think it's the Acura RSV.
Yeah,
that's a car. That's an automobile. I got the flu shot, and I got the RSV.
It will improve your gas mileage.
Is it made by Audi?
I think.
Do you know what the RSV is, Rob?
Yeah, it has to do with a breathing virus or a respiration virus, I believe. I think the R is for respiration.
He's correct.
The actual number.
Okay.
He's correct.
That's good.
Respiratory.
So I got both of them at the same time. So now I've gotten the trifecta. I've got the COVID, I got the flu, and I got the RSV. And I got it done yesterday. And this guy, Nick, who's behind the counter, is just so incredibly competent. He's just so efficient and he's bright. And it's everything I never got from the junior employees down at the store. you know, at the Walgreens.
Walgreens, yeah. That's
is it like a CVS? They say it's like CVS in the grocery store, or is it just the grocery store pharmacy?
It's the Publix. This is a big operation.
Okay, I'm not sliding it.
Pharmacy it, or Safeway pharmacy.
It's yeah. really, and it, but it's like they've got, people are going in there to get their food. They're not going in there to get their, so it's not, I think, as, it's pretty slammed. Because of the area that we live in, but it's not quite slammed. And right after I checked in for walk-in, you can either make an appointment or you can do walk-in. They had one for me. They were ready to go. They,
that's
and
great.
I did just a walk-in, and I was ready because after that, we got zombie attack. Zombie attack started coming in, patches, Band-Aids, everything. And you realize when you observe, and I'm just sitting there next to the counter watching these wonderful people deal with this. And it is tough because usually you're dealing with a lot of people that are not at their best moment because
they're
in a drugstore because they're getting medicine. That's what it is. So it's not cool. And they handled everybody, old, young, in between. They handled everybody in a really in a way that I just wanted to acknowledge it in some way. I wanted to just I wanted to almost call them all over and go, you guys are really kicking ass and you're doing such a great job. And I know it's not easy this time of year. But all I had was the guy that was in the back mixing the vaccinations and came over to me and sat down. And you know when you give somebody a compliment? This is for anybody that gets compliments. When you're given a compliment, I think you really ought to make an effort to acknowledge the compliment to a degree. In a warm and kind way.
Yeah.
It because if you don't acknowledge it or you flippantly receive it, it leaves the complimentor with just a bit of a sour taste.
Yeah, and that's part of the deal. It's part of the deal. If you get complimented,
because he said something like, "I said you guys are killing it, and you really, I know it's tough this time of year, I just want to say you all do a really good job." And as opposed to saying thank you, I appreciate that, he said, "We love everybody here." And he said it in such a way that I went from being like all magnanimous right back to my normal self, where I just wanted to give him the Albert Brooks and go, well, F you then.
And
he also really stuck me with the flu shot. Like muscle. You remember, you know when you get the needle in it and it goes into the muscle and you feel that tingle?
Yeah.
You know, where it's just like where he hits you in the shoulder and your hand goes,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Everybody should go get their vaccines.
The exchange I picture is you saying, I really appreciate all you do here. I think you guys do a great job. And in my opinion, you're awesome. And he looks at you and says, sure you do.
I'd rather that creepy like answer than we love everybody here.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a little mocking to a degree, you know. But I mean, not mocking, just like I don't care about your compliment, because I am so miserable in my work that, and that's kind of the. And that is, look, the unheralded people out there. I don't know if you've read any articles about the drugstore game right now and what they're going through with being able to get employees in the first place. And I believe there was a walkout at Walgreens that was not necessarily one due to wages; it was due to scheduling. That's because they are so
good people
burdened. Yeah. What's that, Oscar?
It's tough to find good people. Realistically, right now. Pharmaceuticals and how we receive them is completely different than what it was even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Because of new, services in the market. You could have your pharmaceuticals delivered to your house on essentially a weekly, daily basis, whatever you want.
Yeah, monthly.
Oscar's talking about DermGlow Skin, where if you would like to get the weight loss medications that I'm on, you can go to DermGlow Skin and click on the weight loss button. Thank you very much. No, I see what you're talking about. A lot of people do it. But it doesn't keep the seniors down here from inundating these drugstores.
Yeah, because that's all they know. But eventually what's going to happen, you always have to look two cycles down. My prediction is that we're going to wish for the days that we had somebody to talk to at the pharmacy.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's going to go that way. I mean, if you think about the idea of the online prescription where you don't get the little piece of paper that you bring to the drugstore, that's not that long ago where you actually would bring the piece of paper.
Three or four years ago.
Really, it's like that. And it's been kind of a slow catch up to, you know, modern times with online, but you still roll in there. And
it's tough for everybody. It's tough for the patients, tough for the families. From a doctor's perspective, and I'm not a doctor, I just get this, what I hear from my brother and sister, and they work in two different worlds, right? But they have friends that have their own private practices.
Sure.
The, you know, running a practice these days, your own private practice, is so arduous and so hard now, because everybody wants, like, they're so used to this on demand, right away. You get to see your doctor right away online, that when they come in, it's like people don't want to come in.
Mm-hmm. And they're usually, let's be fair, and this is not being ageist, but it's older people that are used to the old rhythm of seeing the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, by the way, I've gone back to my original doctor that I've had down here, who's a friend, and I'm really, and you had that momentary waiting period, because he slammed, like everybody is down here, where he said yes and was like, oh, if Carly calls me, they go, he's taking us back. Like, oh, thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. I think I had 50% of my stuff with him on a Zoom call when I'd be talking to him. So it's wonderful. But yeah. And that's why these doctors go into practice with. Are your people involved with other people of the same practice? Your brother, is he in a?
No, so
a group?
My brother's not a. He's actually at a teaching hospital, Brigham Mass General, Brigham Women's, which is a part of this Harvard group.
And
of
he's
hospitals.
An anesthesiologist, right?
Correct.
So
correct.
He does really primarily. Hospital work, so it's different than if you're out there being an orthopedic guy or a general practitioner or that kind of thing, where most of these guys gravitate towards 11 doctors in the practice, right? Where they're all there.
The
and it's
GPs, I think, are, and I can't speak for him or my sister-in-law, but the general practitioners are the ones that are generally put upon.
So you don't even have a guy? You don't have like a name that you go to around D.C.?
Oh, my doctor is something out of Tradio. She's in Kensington. Her office is dingy. It looks like it's like she hasn't updated it in.
Yeah, Mike, her copay is an old mattress because she's Dr. Tradio.
in 40 years, it's just an old asbestos-ridden plate that when I was in radio. At 99.1 WHFS, I went to her just because it was the first doctor that was closest to my parents' house that had an opening.
She's been your doctor the whole time.
The whole time. And when I tell you, I don't ever see her. It's not because I don't want to, because I make an appointment with her to get my physical and everything done, but it's always somebody new. Like, she's doing something else somewhere else.
Yeah,
she brings in
an assistant.
That's the game now. That's probably a PA that does this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if it's 40 years, she's a little longer in the tooth, perhaps?
Yes, yes. I went to her about having no lead in my pencil, that's what the doctors call it, and she said, oh, I thought you would have, you've already had a family by now. And I said, yeah, I'm a little late, you know, to get started. Do you have a urologist I can go see or somebody? Like, what's going on? And she's like, let me see if so-and-so's still practicing.
Wow.
Well, no, that's not unusual. I mean, people
I don't mind it older. This is the deal. Shannon has asked me at length, do you think it's time you change your doctor? And I said, my doctor is simply a veneer of, like, this is my GP, and they do all the blood tests that goes through LabCorp and everything else. Yeah. As long as that's goes through that big machine, then I'm good. But I think at 45, maybe in a couple more years, I will have to switch to a new doctor, because there's this, like, when I left, I literally have a box that they gave me, the PA gave me to take a number two in to send in.
Yes.
And every time I walk by the front door, she's like, there's your S box. When are you going to do that? My wife tells me that.
Yeah. Have you done it yet?
No.
How long have you had it there?
Yeah.
For 6 months. I'm going to wrap it and then give it to myself for Christmas.
God. Yeah. That's a biggie. But you're not at the age where you have to really, I mean,
no,
don't worry as much
I,
as other
you know,
people.
Like, I don't know. For some reason, I know that you can do that. This is for those of you at home, you young bucks and young ladies. You can take Cologuard.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That
test. Cologuard.
And send it into a lab
and
on your
and
own
send it in
without a
for
doctor
colon cancer.
Involved. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm for it. But for some reason, when they gave me the box,
it's a distasteful procedure.
Yeah, but they were giving it to me like they were giving me like a gift pack.
Yeah.
And I want a little more discretion. I wanted, like, there was people in the lobby. Most of them didn't speak English. That's fine. But they all knew that this was the S in the box situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking out like, just like, yeah, all right, thanks. I got my free toothbrush and now my S box.
That was a regular part of your physical. Nothing. No particular reason for it. It was just a regular part of your physical.
No instructions.
Yeah. They don't like the dookie. That's the way. I swear to God. No, they don't. They don't. Doctors don't. Would you?
No.
No matter how much training
No.
You know, I'm sure a proctologist is desensitized to that, or a colorectal surgeon is probably desensitized. But as far as regular, you know, do you remember the way it used to be, people? It used to be, you know, Einen glove.
Yeah.
Remember?
A visit to the jelly drawer.
I can't tell you the last time I had Einen finger. I don't think it happens anymore.
I got a box. A cardboard box.
I haven't had it in two physicals. That's from the old guy that I went to.
I did the box thing, but I don't know if I did it right because I found the guy that wanted it on Craigslist, and he just asked me to mail in anything, and I still haven't heard
totally
back.
Totally different. That's an unrelated.
He said like a food storage bag would be fine. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That's gross, but thank you. I also thought, I was like, who has the hamstring, like, you know,
you have to have some
powerful quad and core strength, the hamstring.
Oh, I'm older than you. I got methodologies for all that stuff.
Well, no, Mike, I was wrong. I'm the rube because I finally opened the box. This is fresh. This is 2 days ago.
No
pun intended.
Yeah.
No, there's no smear.
There isn't.
It just goes over the toilet and you go into the toilet and then that's it.
All right.
Okay. Now, I haven't done it yet because it's clearly not Christmas, but I haven't. I will do it before the new year. I promise my wife.
I find it to be, you know, obviously a rather icky thing to do. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you need the box and everything. I've got doggy bags here.
Well, then I said, what's the handoff? Like, what's the handoff to the poor USPS?
Mm-hmm.
You know, through rain, through snow, through rest.
Sure.
Yeah.
What if you're not a neatnik?
Yeah. And then they said, in the brochure, because I'm reading this,
yes,
they say, if you want a discreet, no contact pickup, like you can schedule that. And I said, the no contact is no eye contact. Somebody's got to contact that box and send it somewhere.
Like,
so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that thing laying on my stoop for the entire neighborhood to know that I'm, you know.
Well, not with your rat problem.
Yeah.
Also going through some motions. Yeah. You know?
Probably.
Who knows?
What if, seriously, you put that on your stoop, come out the next morning, you see like a little, you know, a little Stuart Little hole on the side of it.
Yeah.
I think it might get rid of the rats.
Rats are gone.
Now, if you do have to mail it, though, Oscar, I would definitely go through UPS.
2 seconds, Rob.
Yeah.
I think we're narrow casting here.
Okay.
Mac, do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah. I've had it.
What? You're 30.
Well, before I was diagnosed with Addison's, I was vomiting every day. So that was just one of the many, many tests that was done.
Is that when you were modeling?
That's a pick me up.
It was like, do it on the paper, get a swab, and send that off.
Mm-hmm. A doctor in the U.S. or did you go overseas to a specialist?
No, it was a doctor in Arlington.
Yeah,
it was a gastroenterologist.
Okay. But you're okay now?
Oh yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've been diagnosed, so I know how to solve it.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Do it on the paper.
I've been a little.
It was tough.
So.
Yuck.
Yeah. It's but that's
don't
the,
just look at
a
it.
A lot of that's.
Stop it. So now who's gross?
That's it. Yeah.
I think we've done a great job, and we're saving lives. Look, there's no excuse for me. I'm ashamed for many reasons, but I should get this test done. It's early. I'm 45.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
What?
I'm trying to save lives, Mike.
I know you are. You're doing the Lord's
save lives.
Work. You're doing the Lord's work.
Get on it, people.
Yes.
Don't take it for granted. Famous people have died, and not so famous people have died of, you know, colon cancer. So
yeah. Well, I've you know, had a thorough physical within the last 2 months, actually. And that was the last physical I had with my old guy, who was a little pricey. And now we're going to my new guy, who is no longer my new guy. And I'm going back
to my original guy.
Yeah.
But he's there for the physical. He's there for that. And I'll ask him about what you talked about.
Tell him, look, you're good with digital, but you'd like to go analog.
Yeah. And that'll be next October.
More like
so I don't
analog.
Have to think about it until October when I do that. And when I do, if I get bad news, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You get to be mid-60s, folks. You're ready. You're ready.
Yeah, but Mike,
why do you want to give up so quickly?
And I don't. It's not that I want to give up. It's that it would not be.
I'm ready.
It would not be. It would not be.
Poor Michael. Papa's ready.
Now, stop it. Don't put it in that. That's the saddest part of it. Now you're making me. God, you're such
He's ready, Mom.
He's ready. He came home with a much bigger box.
You find the most sensitive thing in me, and you immediately go in there.
He knows.
Well, because this is so funny.
You just have to be a realist. My sister told me this a long time ago.
Mike, when you get into your 60s, is broken and heartless. She's a child of a different generation. I love Kathy. She's sweet, but she's too militant.
Can I just give you the quote, please? Yeah. Please, yes. Can I give you the quote? It was something along the line, when you get to your 60s, you have to be kind of aware that more people around you are going to be in a... You know, it's the circle
That's
of life.
That's very true.
It is.
But you're still young, especially with modern medicine and where you are within your life.
There are
people that Norman Lear was in his 90s producing
101
television shows. Yeah, pretty impressive. And he was bebopping around and almost reminded me of Rob because he probably knows. I mean, Rob's probably more of a fan than anybody else. But Mike, the way that guy was hustling and bustling reminded me of you.
I
he
like
was married
life.
Multiple times. You know,
while his wives kept dying,
he was successful. You know,
yeah. I love life.
Show business.
I love life, but I'm telling you that being down here has made me think one thing. If it ever got to a point where I was not me for any reason, and that doesn't include like treatment for cancer or a horrible disease that would be. You know, something tough to go through. I accept that. What I wouldn't accept would be just that slow, steady decline. I'd rather, have the long sleep of the dead.
Long, steady decline, what percentage do you want to be at before we take you off the show?
If I get beyond 50%, if I'm half of who I was, I don't want to be around.
Oh, because I was thinking 75.
No. Well, no one's ever going to know, Mike, because we're going to have you... stack shows.
Yeah. This guy right here.
He would
this guy. Yeah. This guy will work me until I make Joe Biden look like a rookie. That's what's gonna happen with that. No question about that. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
Yeah. But that has not been painful for me.
Yeah,
be perfectly honest with you.
It's been fun.
Although there are the occasional moment that I'm like,
yeah, of course.
Oscar. That's it. But that I get by that. I move on.
Yeah.
You've taught me that as well. It's necessary to do that. We'll be right back with the roundtable right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Oh, sweet naked wines. How do I love thee? I love thee with turkey or chicken. I loved thee with Thanksgiving.
Oh,
or
yes.
So. And even by yourself, naked wines. What is it, you may ask? Well, why don't I tell you? Because that's what I do. It's a subscription service that connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get wine as often as you like for a fraction of the price you would pay in stores. Up to 60% off. It's the perfect time of year to take delivery, so you'll always have a bottle for the host when you visit them or as a last-minute gift. Best of all, when you make your own Yuletide Merry... That rolls off the tongue. When you make your own Yuletide merry and bright, and remember, whatever, every bottle is a passion project from an independent winemaker. So you are literally making those folks their dreams come true. Naked Wines. And I told you this, and I meant it. At Thanksgiving, we had, I think we had six bottles of Naked Wines. Drank them all with the family. They were fantastic. All different wines, and they were all great. Really, head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click Enter Voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter it. I'm doing really a great job. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That is $100 off, less than $7 per bottle. And I'm talking about great bottles. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for $39.99. Do it and get them for Christmas. nakedwines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS. That's what it is, for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Thank you very much. There it is.
Oh, the Kraken's in a box today.
Yes, I got. And speaking of boxes, that seems to be the theme of the show today.
Yeah.
I got my D in a box. That was anywho, Drew Barrymore loves Oprah.
Yes.
And I mean, she really loves Oprah. And she proved it yesterday when she had Oprah on her show. I am not a consumer of the Drew Barrymore show. I don't watch that daytime TV talk show circuit. During their chat, Drew basically cuddled up to Oprah on the couch and locked fingers with her. Then with her other hand, she started stroking Oprah's arm.
Wow.
Oprah didn't seem to think it was weird, but it made some viewers uneasy. One said, Drew is too overbearing and cringy, and it doesn't seem genuine the way she fawns all over her guests. Another said it was, quote, past my boundary. I got to go back and look.
Well, does Oprah produce or do anything for the Drew show that she would be on it?
I have no idea. One viewer even suggested Oprah's body language made it clear that she, quote, wanted her hand back. So
oh, that
I didn't
is
see
cringy.
It, but I thought it was really, really funny. And isn't that the act? Isn't that Drew's act, that she's not jaded or anything? She's, everything's great and la, la,
yeah,
la.
Yeah, and she is fantastic. Supposedly yeah. very into all her guests and all that stuff. Yeah,
I don't mind the show. She's there's a side of Drew Barrymore that Oprah that I see in Drew Barrymore now in her show.
Like, that, is it that, the you get a car side?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. there's this like super celebrity. It's the same formula. I think it works, but in fairness, can we be honest that it doesn't always work for everybody?
It doesn't. And and also certain celebrities that start out like that end up jaded, like Rosie O'Donnell. Remember way back when Rosie O'Donnell started her talk show and she was the happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm showing you
toys. She was like the cool aunt we all want.
Absolute fun, laughing. And then she just becomes this nasty,
angry,
bitter, angry person. You know, at least, hey, I can cop to the fact that I've been nasty, angry, and bitter since the day this show started.
You had a band called Nasty Little People.
Nasty Little People after Crap.
Yes.
By the way, that was the first name of my band. The first band I had was Crap, and we did it solely. I created the name solely for the T-shirts, so we could say Crap. It's not just music. It's Crap. Always will be proud of that. For all my life. I will. I love naming things. Just like the name of my bowling team that I'll see tonight. And maybe finally they're going to put our name of the team up on the big TV screen.
And lights.
Find out who the commissioner is and talk to the commissioner of your league.
Don't want to do that. I talked to the guy at the lane. I don't have the bandwidth to call the guy at the bowling alley to say, please put the real name of our team. We're not Team 17. We are Irritable Bowl Syndrome. So love that. Dakota Johnson. This makes sense to me. Dakota Johnson. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about her, but her number one priority in life, sleep. That doesn't surprise me. Anybody who saw 50 Shades of Grey? She says she's not functional if she gets less than 10 hours. Blissful. If I could grab
must be
10
nice.
Hours of sleep, oh, it would be this to be able to do it, you know? It'd be amazing.
This is the quote that now I'm off the Dakota Johnson team. And somewhat it reminds me of a quote that I heard about 7 years ago from, like, I think the seventh employee from Facebook that said that they wake up when the sun hits their window.
Yeah.
Because they don't like clocks, but they want to be woken up by the sun naturally every day. This is a real interview that I listened to, and I said, this guy is so out of touch. Dakota Johnson is so out of touch.
Listen, it goes on. She says, quote, I can easily go 14 hours. I don't have a regular wake-up time. If I'm not working, if I have a day off on Monday, then I will sleep as long as I can. Doesn't she look like she would sleep all day?
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
I mean, at least go and... I mean, I don't know. Give your time to the little house for kids that can't read well. Like, I don't know. Figure out what the story is.
I know the benefits of it. The benefits are astonishing. And by the way, the benefits, and I don't mean to make this Johnny weight loss, but the benefits of more sleep than not in weight loss are massive. Massive.
Well, true. If you can't eat while you're asleep.
Well, no, it's just, but you burn calories when you're sleeping. You do.
Yeah.
And when it comes to her mental health, she likes to take a bath also. No matter the time of day. Here's the quote. I find water really grounding. Dakota also does transcendental meditation twice a day and focuses on breath work to help with anxiety. Because when you're sleeping that 14 hours, you shouldn't have anxiety if she's sleeping 14 hours a day, for the love of God.
Does she ever sleep in the bathtub?
I can get behind transcendental meditation. I have tried it multiple times.
TM.
It has not worked for me. Maybe one time, one year when I actually give it a go again.
Yeah.
But I want a publicist in the room that's going to yell at me and say, "What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the truth shall not set you free. No one thinks this is cute.
Yeah. Exactly. It's why I have you, Oscar. It's true. You let me know when you need to. Netflix has been notoriously tight-lipped about its viewer data, but yesterday they revealed their most watched content from the first half of the year, and I would like both of you gentlemen to weigh in, Mac included, whether this means I am out of touch or Netflix is just putting up stuff that nobody watches.
All right.
They have lots of viewership on this. I'll go 10-1. FUBAR season 1.
I watched that.
66 million people. You do.
Right, I watched. I watched great. Most of it. It was the Arnold show.
Yes. I did not.
Okay, that counts me out of touch. Did not watch it. Ginny and Georgia season 1.
Watched it with Shannon.
Good.
Fantastic show. Okay. Yes, you'll like it.
0-2.
Was you'll Ginny like and Georgia? That I was a mom so daughter out. Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that too. I watched that.
Did not watch it.
God. Number 8, Outer Banks.
Yes.
No.
Oscar, wow.
Shannon's a big fan of Outer Banks, but mostly the guys on Outer Banks.
Yeah. Is that a reality show?
It's like a tween show.
Okay. Now I understand why I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah.
Let me see. Number 7, La Reina del Sur, season 3.
No. Oh, yes. La Reina del Sur.
What is it?
Queen of the South.
La Reina del Sur.
Queen of the South.
400. Really? Oh, okay. Well, I've watched Queen of the South, so I get that one.
Cartel.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. I watched season 1 of that. When they have a season 4, that was number 6.
Yeah, the last season came out. I have not seen the last
season. I have not seen the last season as well.
Did not watch it.
This is the Addams Family one, number 4, Wednesday. Didn't watch that one.
Fantastic. Oh, Mike, you would like it.
Really?
You could watch that with your son.
All right. I'm not, you know.
You watch it?
I did not.
Oh, what are you doing, dude?
What are you doing?
I think we know.
Okay, thank you.
I don't watch Netflix.
All right.
At all.
Number 2, Ginny and Georgia season 2. That's 2 Ginny and Georgias.
Yep.
That's on there.
I've seen it.
665.1 million hours.
A lot of chaos.
Do you give it a thumbs up on that
one?
Yeah. You've got family dynamics that are borderline trashy. A hot cast.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking for stuff to look.
Chaos. Chaos. Brings eyeballs.
Amen. Amen. That's why we should spill more of our laundry out there, in my opinion.
I think we've done enough.
And number 1, and this one, it sounds like my cup of tea, The Night Agent. Anybody?
Just watched it like 2 days ago this weekend. I remember going to Shannon and saying, have you watched this drama? Oh, that's a drama. It's a thriller. It's about an agent at the White House that works for the FBI / Secret Service, and how he uncovers a huge coup attempt. You'd love it, Mike.
That
you
sounds
have to bring
great,
more of
but
these
I've never,
to the show.
I've
you
never
have to,
seen
when
it.
You watch them, you got to come in and even if they're like not phenomenal, let us know. Because there are a lot of those.
Yes.
By the way, the clips I watch, the short clips, and I want to watch the show, I just haven't gotten to the habit yet, Reacher. That's my kind of revenge stuff. Reacher's something, you know. I watch that clip of the guy walking into his cell all the time, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to count to 3.
Great actor.
I'm going to count to 3, fatso, and they're going to take you out of this cell in a bucket.
But be careful, Mike, because Reacher is also a category.
I was going to do the scene. I was doing the scene, and you just...
I thought you were done with the scene.
You ruined it. I was really excited about it. And then he headbutts the guy, and then he goes, he's a big one for elbow shots, like MMA. Is he an MMA guy? Is he an MMA guy?
No. He's. I remember reading a profile on him. Wanted to be a WWE wrestler, but I'm not 100% sure. But big dude.
Oh, yeah. Huge guy. And mean looking, too. Really cool. There we go. Oh, that's not what I wanted. I wanted that one. I wanted the boom. Play the boom, Michael.
All right.
NBC is reportedly parting ways with legendary broadcaster Al Michaels ahead of the playoffs, even though Al was replaced on Sunday Night Football by Mike Tirico, who I love. I think Mike Tirico is probably my fave right now. I like Jim Nance and I like Mike Tirico.
Well, Tirico, you've been a fan of for a long time. I mean, he's been good for a long time.
He had a long time contract to do NBC's playoff games, but that's not going to happen either. So Al Michaels gone. Is he going somewhere else, or is that pretty much it for Al? He's 80 years old. Isn't
I think I read he's going to the dentist.
Do you believe in miracles?
I'm not. I don't know how I feel about this. This is the first time I'm usually up for the upgrade, but to think Al Michaels isn't going to be on the broadcast anymore.
Look. Al Michaels was a bit of a curmudgeon back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Al Michaels was not a warm and fuzzy guy and maybe didn't do. And that is spilled, in my opinion, that spilled onto the broadcast a little bit. And where Al Michaels got bitten in the ass was when he had, calls a great game. And it's kind of just the way it all, it's just another game for me, which it is. And probably for most
he doesn't care anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I like hearing his voice because it's very familiar.
Oh, and I like understated more than overstated 100%. But if you're a fan of a particular team that has a big comeback victory and it's like, well, that's the final score. It's probably going to piss you off. But who knows what the reasons are. But Al Michaels out at NBC. It's a rough time of year to be on Amazon and out there with those gray trucks with the little logo on them. Help them out is what this article is about. Right. And there's certain stuff you should not order online. I'm sorry. You can't tell people to do that. They're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A driver named Jennifer Lewis is blowing up on TikTok after listing the top things she hates to deliver. Basically, it's anything really heavy. She wishes we'd just go buy that stuff ourselves. Well, I wish you weren't an Amazon driver then, lady.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. That's the whole point, all right? It's your job. Sorry.
Does she mention anything about Cologuard?
Cologuard.
Oh, I don't blame them for that.
Straightforward. there are only three of them here that are the biggest that she doesn't like. Her top three are bottled water. Oh, man, it's a pain in the ass.
That's a pain. Pavey, well, a pain just getting it from your... I grab her from my mom's trunk. She goes, "Ay, agüita en el capote." And so I go out there. I'm like, "Oh, there's five pallets of water," and I'm just schlepping them inside.
Yeah, water is always. Oh God, I don't know where I did it. I did it regularly somewhere. We had discussions about it, right? Why don't you go get it delivered online? And I never really did.
No, you used to bring it home in Manassas. Because I got tagged
for bringing it. That was the multi-level house, too.
Yeah,
so,
steps.
Number two is dog food. Again, heavy. Mm-hmm. 30, 40, 50 pounds in some cases. And something you can get at grocery stores or Petco. She doesn't want to deliver it to you. The type of thing I'd want delivered.
So yes, of course.
My door. That'd be cool. What's number one? What do you think's number one? This is not necessarily the heaviest.
Area rug.
Anvils.
Area rug, no. Kitty litter.
Yeah.
They probably burst open all the time.
It doesn't take long to go through it. That's the problem. It's because it's all the time. Mm-hmm. People are constantly ordering it on Amazon, so that's why it makes it number one on her hit parade, ladies and gentlemen. Kitty litter.
I'm going to order it now, and I don't even have a cat.
I use it to clean up blood. Not going into the details with that one. Finally, a spirit company in Denmark. It's called Empirical.
Yes.
It is partnered with PepsiCo for an official, get ready, Doritos liquor.
Nice.
It's supposed to taste exactly like their nacho cheese version, and it's 84 proof. So does it actually taste like Doritos? According to people who've tried it, yes, it's pretty close. They infused it with actual Doritos. The evil genius behind this is a former chef named Lars Williams, who founded Empirical. He's actually been making Dorito-infused booze for years. It started when an employee came back with lunch with a bag of them. Lars saw the bag, wondered if it was possible, and started experimenting. He's been making small batches since then for friends. They announced pre-orders would start today at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Gross.
So, oh, my God. You're 41 minutes late if you're not listening to this live, so it's irrelevant anyway. They announced pre-orders. That's 9 a.m. today, so they'll sell out probably. $65 for a fifth.
Ugh.
I don't know what you make with it.
Not enough.
Margarita with it?
No, it's just that's like a novel. You just bring it to a party for fun, but that's expensive for just, you know.
It's not what I like.
LOLs.
I remember when I was drinking, I used to order a lot. I would get Cola Guard rum. And it was an infused beverage.
Served in a box.
It was served in a box, like boxed wine.
You can eat. That's it. We're done with the round table. We'll take a break.
Gross.
We will come back with a food hack for you.
I love it.
I'm excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. A really good food hack because, you know, we have to watch our weight during the holidays. And how long can I shake this? Anyway, we'll be right back on the Michael Merritt Show. Whoa. Hey, do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 65 pounds. I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight. All you have to do is click the weight loss button, and it's that easy. It's a wonderful button on Carla's website, DermGlowSkin.com. You take a quiz. They make you do that. That's the only thing they're going to really make you do. They'll do the rest. They see if you qualify. If you do, a doctor will write you a prescription. The pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. These are the real medications, semaglutide and tirzepatide. I'm on tirzepatide. Some people refer to that sometimes as, we're not supposed to mention that name. You've heard so much about them anyway.
Yes.
You can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you're already on it, do what I did. You can show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. I am still losing weight. To date, 65. Go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you've struggled with weight for too long, check out the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. And be like our proud partner, Gloria Graham. Perhaps you remember her as the woman on Easy Virtue. I don't remember. Who is Gloria?
Violet Bick.
God damn. It's a, who?
She was Violet Bick, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, Violet. No, Violet Bick is not... Violet Bick is from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No, that's a different Violet. This is Violet Bick, the woman of easy virtue in Bedford Falls. Remember?
Was her name really Bick?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can prove it.
All right.
I'll look it up while you
It's
do
another
the spot.
Violet. It's All right. another Violet Bick. Violet Bick is the Blueberry Girl. Isn't
All right.
It?
Well, Mike, I double checked this as her name in the cast. They might share a name, but I know Violet Bick was
that's
in
what
It's
I'm
a
wondering.
Wonderful Life.
I really don't know. I'm just
but anyway, go on. There's going, a fascinating fact about Gloria Graham.
It is Violet Bick. He's right.
Okay. Did Robin you know that Violet Bick actually married her stepson from her second husband?
It's true.
I bet Uncle Billy didn't need to tie a string around his finger to remember that. But she was lovely and trim up until the day she died. Thanks to DermGlow.
Mike, Uncle I was Billy. Shocked to find out that this actress, who was in It's a Wonderful Life and a lot of other classic movies...
Is Violet
movies,
Bick still also the Blueberry Girl?
Can you check that in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I got it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, Hollywood lore is, Mike, that her second husband, Gloria Graham's second husband, walked in on her having sex with her stepson when the stepson was a teenager. That precipitated the divorce, and then she
That's
got
like
married
a movie.
Again.
That's like a regular feature of Pornhub.
I know, and then she got married again and divorced, and her fourth husband was her stepson.
Really?
So Willy Wonka, it's Violet Beauregard.
Oh, I was wrong.
Okay.
Boy, color me guilty. I am so embarrassed. I got that totally wrong. I'm so sorry, Rob. You were right.
That's
Violet
all right.
Bick.
Does Violet Beauregard ever, does she ever sleep with her stepson in Willy Wonka?
I don't think so. But, you know, that theme of the stepson
yes. mm-hmm.
is massive on
all over the
online.
Place, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't ever see that in my feed.
People have told me that.
Yeah, I read about it.
Friends have told me that.
Yeah. And Mike, she was also Ado Annie in Oklahoma. I know you like the score. She's the one who sang the song, I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No. Oh, here we go. Make it last. Here we go. Oscar, this is Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma.
There's a bright golden sun on the meadow. There's a bright golden sun on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it looks like it's growing right up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
You are just like Gordon McRae. I love it. I love it.
What's the premise for Oklahoma again? It's
porn.
It's,
no, it's a musical, and it's about a
the Great Depression.
It's about a cowpoke, and it's about
his name is Curly.
A bad guy. What?
His name is Curly, and he's after a girl.
Why? He'll tell you. Let him tell you.
I mean, it's Curly is after a girl. But then there's this evil guy.
Is it a love story? I don't know the plot.
Kind
is it a love
of,
story?
Yeah.
That's all I need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And it's got a lot. The music is better than the show. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good
storyline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sorry, Mike.
Dumbest show in America, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, here's a hack for you. All right? Listen
oh,
up.
Good.
This is important stuff. The hack is Taco Bell regular, not the fancy ones. The regular soft tacos.
Wait a second.
Sorry. Even with the sodium, a lot of sodium, you got to be aware.
No, I'm not saying, I don't know enough about the nutritional factors or the values.
I do right
up
here,
Oscar.
180 calories each.
Thank you. Are you saying to go through the drive-thru and just order soft tacos?
I am saying...
How many?
I am saying that yesterday, for lunch and dinner, I had a total of, count them, 4 soft tacos, regular soft tacos from Taco Bell, because my son was homesick, and Mama, on her way home, picked up a box, and I said regular tacos, and Carla kept it simple and just got a ton of tacos in a box. I had 2 at lunchtime, and I had 2 at dinner time.
Wait, what was the filling?
I eat 1,825 calories a day. What?
What was the filling in the tacos? Because the soft taco you can.
It was meat, but
not steak.
The only what did I wrote down here? The meat tastes a little like Soylent Green. So, but if you can get by that part, if you can get by, just like, it's that time. Look, can we agree that the Taco Bell flavor profile is not stellar, right?
But it's
not
reliable.
Stellar. I don't think if you spend less than $5 at a drive-thru, I don't think you're ever going to get stellar.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go to a regular Mexican restaurant, you order like the meat that goes in a taco, usually it's got a little better flavor profile.
Yeah, sure. Look, I'm the only guy that has a Taco Bell gift card in his hand, in his backpack at all times.
What's your go-to?
Ready to Rock. I think. Look, fine. It might be 2 tacos might be the best thing for you health wise, but I think it's a waste of a trip to Taco Bell. If you're going to go to Taco Bell, in my opinion, the healthiest you can go is the quesadilla meal with the cheese and the chicken. You got a protein of that,
and then
you can get a soft taco instead of a hard taco with that meal. You can get maybe forego the Mountain Dew and get something diet.
Definitely go diet if you're going to get a beverage, but you're not going to do well with the quesadilla. That's cheese and carbs. I'm basing it on is calories.
Yourself with two soft tacos are like that's like an appetizer.
Yeah, it sounds like it an
is,
appetizer.
But I have it. I have that, and I think I chased it with a protein bar. And I was sated, and I'm a big person. Regardless, take all the other stuff out of it. Yeah, perhaps I've got stuff in my body that helps curb my appetite to a degree.
That's a miracle.
But I've also had moments where things don't satisfy me at all, and I found it very sad. As a matter of fact, when I went in the evening, where I still had calories left in my day based on my food log, and I went in and I said, okay, I got room for this. And I was done. It was perfect for me. But don't base it totally. Try it yourself. That's what you should do. You should go out
I feel like two for a man of your
they're small.
Stature.
They're small.
Well, I mean, that's literally just a snack.
But it's you know what still would be better? Eating a taco, a soft taco. What's that, Rob?
What would be better would be like two quesaritos. That's now you're talking.
That's a meal.
Yeah.
Is a quesarito from Jimmy's?
No, no, that's the Jim
no,
Cerrito.
No.
Quesarito. Hola!
He serves them on Cinco de Mayo, typical bar.
Cinco de Jimmo.
Buenos dias, amigos.
I miss Jimmy.
The quesarito. We should have, hey, you know what? It's the holidays. Let's see if we can get Jimmy either today or tomorrow or the next
That'd
day.
Be great.
Okay, that'd be great.
Love to either on the phone or Zoom or something like that. Let's get Jimmy to say happy holidays.
We've
completely forgotten with our trials and tribulations. We've had no opportunity to chat with our guy. Used to be, for God's sakes, used to be bringing the bar, open it up, and do that. Yeah.
And
anyway.
Then Rob closed the bar.
Yes. Rob closed the bar. Officially closed the bar. But I'm just telling you, if you want to try, it's Oscar. Yes, is it probably not 100% satisfying? But you know.
I think it's a testament to Derm Glow Skin what they offer. I never thought the two soft tacos
four all day, four total, and lunch was not that far apart from dinner.
Two for a meal.
It's balancing it with something. It's all about
but
putting
Mike,
stuff.
You
in your
are coming. Clearly on performance enhancing drugs, and God bless you.
Yeah.
Because two soft tacos on my healthiest day would be literally, okay, I can't wait to get to my next meal.
Yeah, it's like three bites.
I've had them. I've gone to Mia and had the soft tacos there, which they put in a...
They're real, though. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. They're like real tacos. The soft tacos at any Taco Bell in America, which I've had plenty of, as just like, oh, this is an appetizer.
Right.
It's less filling than a holster of fries.
Would you say, and I posit this to you, would you say that the soft tacos are less filling than, say, nachos, the nachos they serve? I think that they are more filling than the nachos.
I think it's three, a wash.
Yes, the nachos that they serve there, the portions are small. Taco
that's
Bell,
not
the
satisfying.
Cheese.
That's like a bag, small bag of.
Want my money back? I don't order them. On
all
a regular
bets
basis
are off
of
if you take calories out of it. Let's say you had a free pass. What would be your order, your go-to order at Taco Bell?
And that's not for me because I don't go regularly. What would
chicken chalupa and the taco? Nah, wait a second. Oh my God! What's the one that's like basically a burrito and then crispy?
A gordita.
A gordita.
Yeah.
No. It's
the gordita is a bigger soft shell. The chalupa is what I love because it's got like a. And this is good for you. It's a like a fried taco shell. So good.
Like a chimichanga.
Yeah.
I had the nacho fries.
A steak chalupa.
How were the nacho fries?
I had the nacho fries. Were not great.
Yeah.
Were not great.
And the quesadilla is pretty
fantastic.
The quesadilla is all right. Carrie's
a bean burrito person. This is my go-to. They have grilled cheese and nacho fries. I didn't realize.
We're in his wheelhouse now, aren't we?
Yeah, he likes this.
We're in his wheelhouse right now.
This is, My go-to, I think it's the number six. It's the
Says.
The number six will get you a hard or soft taco on the side.
Depends
on
your
age. Chicken quesadilla and then a large soda. On top of that, if I'm really hungry, I will go and get one of, not the off menu, but, and again, there are some online exclusives. But there are some opportunities here to really up your game and get into a steak grilled cheese burrito if you want.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That'll fill you up. And then
makes it sound like
really
a business school
fire,
meeting, doesn't it? You really
if you want to up your game,
Supreme.
Yeah. We've got a value out
of your game. I'm going to circle back with you. You want to check that opportunity out. This is limited time. I think we got to strike while the iron's hot. And I will.
A Crunch Wrap Supreme. Mm-hmm. We'll get you through your day.
All right. Well, I now have to go to the bathroom. We have to take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Get the box.
When we come back, we're going to get an update. If you are looking at video right now, you will notice that there is a little paw in the center of your screen. And, say hi, Oscar, because it'll switch over to that. There it is. Yes.
Hello.
There it is. There's the paw. We're going to get a Santos update. He's in studio today, which is good news. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, let me tell you about Chime. Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your naughty or nice list, but low or no credit can make holiday shopping very, very difficult. So no matter what you're buying this season, use the Secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card to build your credit scores with on-time payments for everyday purchases. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. You can use it like a Visa card and at all Visa-accepted spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. You can seize your financial future. You can do this, and God bless us, everyone, if you do. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Out of network, ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Call 844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Yesterday, actually the day before yesterday, right? Yeah, is when Santos
yes,
was
yeah, on Monday,
Monday surgery, and yes. Oscar had the dog at home by last evening. How is there? Oh, he's so sleepy.
He's good. He's so sleepy. We picked him up from the vet, and look, he's got a lamb chop.
Oh, he's shaved.
Pull that back ever so slightly, so I can. I don't.
Come
want
on, Macaroo.
Mac, widen that shot out a little bit.
Yeah, widen the shot. Widen the shot.
Oh, look at him. Oh, my God. He's adorable.
He seems to be resting comfortably, though. That's good. That's good.
He said it's Chime time.
That's beautiful. That is really, really
It is sad when they shave a dog, though, isn't it? Does look like he's being prepared.
And he's self-conscious about it.
Sure.
Yesterday when... So we've all moved into the first floor of our 888 square foot home.
So you're living off of 400 square feet. God,
if you're doing the math, it's 400 square feet. Oh, a New York loft. Yes. For some.
Yeah.
You know, Manhattan. Yeah, there's the big yawn. There he is.
Oh, he's a tired boy.
What is critical, the surgery was successful. He just can't jump up and down and he can't go up the stairs, right? So we've been carrying him everywhere.
Now, will he make, now, I don't know, and this might sound like a stupid question. Will he make the effort to go upstairs if you don't police him? I mean, you have to kind of keep him
down. Yeah, because they're dogs. Just
He looks he looks like he's been through it, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. And it's so sad, especially for us, because we have to live on the first floor of our Thimble home.
That is sad.
And as Shannon said, well, what do you think we should do? And I said, well, I think we only have one choice, that we have to like set up shop down here. So we moved our bedroom downstairs. We have
because you have to police the dog. The reason you're doing that is not just because you want to be a companion for the dog. You got to police and make sure he doesn't jump.
Oh, this has not. Yeah, this, we just have to make sure that the recovery, which is as critical as the surgery, goes well. And this is the first time I've ever felt like, oh my God, like I'm caring for something that I'm putting before me. Cause I'm Mike, you know, I'm selfish.
Yeah.
And I think we all are in this business of show to a certain extent.
Yeah. But you've demonstrated that by the, you know, by the idea of being there at the place all day long, taking a day off.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. I get
getting
it.
There.
I get
and
it. Yeah. I never would have
dog.
Done that in the past. You're right.
You wouldn't
you're
have done
right.
that.
And I get that.
That's cool. I mean, we've all talked about it on this show. I mean,
what's critical.
Important.
This is what's critical though. My wife sleeps like she's in a coma. She's a deep sleeper.
Okay.
And so she's like hemming and hawing about how like our lovesack couch, which is just pieces of a puzzle, which I've made into like what I thought was a good queen size bed with the dog mm-hmm. next to us, isn't comfy. And then I look over and she's sawing logs. and I said, oh my God, it gets over? Like you're sleeping? She goes, huh? And I'm like, he goes, what? And I said, oh, I guess I'm going to have to like deal with the dog every time he like shuffles and moves around. So
it's like having a baby.
Yeah. Yep. I'm talking to you right now off 2 hours of sleep last night.
Oh boy.
Because he's recovering from surgery. So every turn, everything he usually does when he sleeps, he's like,
it's like having a,
right.
It's like having a 9-year-old. Last year and occasionally this year, if he pops in, I can't do it. Carl or I have hit the couch if my son comes in the bed because they're moving around and they're shoving, and he's in discomfort
a bit. Yeah, and I feel for him, right? So I'm on like if I'm on a stakeout for this guy, which I don't mind doing, what is funny this morning is Shannon wakes up. She's like, oh my God, that was such a comfortable sleep. And she doesn't realize, and I'm not going to put it on her. Like I get it. Like I'm just a light sleeper. And she goes, how did you sleep? I said, I didn't, but I'm not mad at you. I was like, but I'm happy it all worked out. I was like, let's just get Santos into the car and get to work.
How often is he shuffling? Like in the is it constant?
Every day he's shuffling.
Yeah, because he's uncomfortable because his incision is right under his leg. If you're watching video, mm-hmm. I'm not going to show it. But it's also, you know, in my eyes, it's complete. They're also braver than most humans because his shuffling isn't complaints, right? It's just like, oh, like this is different. So much so that we're working on right now the idea that we might not go to Los Angeles because I don't know unless by worst case scenario, we won't go. Best case scenario, we'll leave. We'll have to push back our flights and leave on the 24th or something for Christmas because I don't want to put it on him just so we can travel. Right. I just want his recovery to go well. So we'll figure it out.
How long before he gets to go up and down stairs? Did they give you a timetable? On
9 weeks.
Ah, all right. So that answers that question.
Yeah.
All right. And you're gonna take him with you, correct? If you go to LA.
Yeah. Yeah. We would never. I don't even know what you'd do. Do you just leave him with a friend? I don't know what you would do.
Well, I mean, I think there would be a kennel where detailed instructions.
Yeah, that'd feel terrible.
But you know, I mean, that the worst thing because he would be cared for and his recovery would be supervised. Just a thought.
Yeah, but the care would be like Happy Gilmore. And Ben Stiller's like, oh, how you doing?
Yeah, you think you get back off the plane from LA, you walk into the kennel, and his leg's going facing the other direction. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, now your other legs were hurting because now you got gardening duty.
Oscar, how was his reaction when you picked him up? Was there recognition or was he still too dopey? Like when you picked him up?
He knew right away.
Good.
He knew exactly who and how. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like it's, again, it's a dog for most people that don't have animals, but this is all we have and we love him.
Yeah.
So
well, we wish him a speedy recovery and look at him. He's sleeping like a lamb and you had 2 hours of sleep, so we have to take
I'm sorry.
A break.
Little dog named Snuggles.
He was a little I gotta talk about a dog recovering.
Boy, Dakota Johnson would not understand, would she, about 2 hours of sleep.
No.
Forget it.
No, she 14 hours is what she requires. Yeah. We will take a break and when we come back, it's the flip side with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh man. Watching dogs sleep while watching kids eat. That's the way I look at that. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody's out there shopping. After all, tis the season, but it's crazy out there. Absolute effing bedlam. Don't you wish shopping could be easy? It can. Hit up the Mike O'Meara Show online store from legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to space age key tags. It's your one-stop shop to show your TMOS passion. Oscar, I got a lot of people reaching out to me asking if we're going to replenish the coffee mugs. I don't know what to tell them. What do I tell them? What do I tell them?
In the new year.
We have stickers also. They are officially licensed by Nick Sticker, noted sticker maker.
Nice.
That's a great name for a DJ. Nick Stickermaker. So order with confidence. You can easily get the best merch for you or a loved one. Share the TMOS gospel. We hand select everything for the top tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Look at that, huh? Look at right there.
That's beautiful.
Perfect
it's a sticker.
For your computer. Wonderful. Authentic, awesome. Thank you for your support, you lovely Americans. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com. Rob Spiewak.
As Americans, there are things that divide us, and I think the things we focus on sometimes are stupid, but this was trending yesterday. Mike, how do you shower?
I am given a sponge bath. I don't shower.
Oscar, how do you shower?
I stand up and...
Yeah, you stand up. What's the deal?
I don't have a...
Do you
I don't
face
take a bath.
The nozzle? Or I guess, what is it, the shower
well,
head? Or do you have your bath?
I face it sometimes, and I don't face it the other times. When I'm shaving and looking at my mirror, it's in the back of the shower, and I face my back is facing, and when I'm rinsing off, my front is facing. I don't think
it's genetic, but the question is, do you like water in your face?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I've just been informed by my mom that there are two ways people shower, and we just realized that we both do the opposite thing. So when I shower, the shower head is behind me. So the water is like on my hair and down my back. Of course, I'll turn around occasionally and like, you know, move around, but she showers primarily facing the shower head. So the water like hits her in the face and down her body. And she's shocked that I do the opposite, and I'm shocked that she does the opposite. I feel like the normal way to shower is with the shower head behind you and you're facing that way. Is anyone else surprised by this? All started when I was asking her for her advice because we're redoing our shower. I was like, where should I put the shower bench? Should I put it facing this wall or should I put it on the other wall? And she was like, don't you want the shower bench behind you so you can like put your leg up while you're showering? I'm like,
whatever you want, hon.
No, how would that work? Why would I want it behind me? Then I would just, anyway, this is what led us to realize we shower in two different ways. And I don't know why I'm having like an epiphany.
A pretty girl can say about anything.
And it trends,
doesn't
right?
matter.
Yeah, this is clear hot girl privilege.
That's
yeah.
all. And the hot girl is why it's getting noticed. It has nothing to do with the stupid yeah. shower discussion. It has
also,
everything
the
to
humble
do.
Brag about the shower bench.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they've got like, the big enough shower where...
A custom, you can put stadium seating in your shower. Good for you. God
Am I the only one on this show that would like to see mom, too, in this discussion? Just out of curiosity? Just out of idle curiository?
Oh, her mom,
you
yeah.
and your browsing
I think
history.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, her shower
that.
Bench history. Might be a prescription, though. Mom, you know, a little older. We'll see.
Yeah, those bathtubs that fill up.
That's interesting. I'd like to just check out the genetic profile.
Sorry. Mike, if you have any ordnance standing by, this is by far the most wonderful parody song I've encountered this Christmas season. Because
they seem to put a lot more of them out there, don't they?
They do. They Christmas really do. Is the season for that. And this one, it's such a great formula. You take a song everybody knows, and then you take a trending hot topic, and you merge them, and the result is comedic masterpiece.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
I'm flushing that one down the
yeah,
toilet.
Yeah, I think it's a good move.
I'm not blowing it up. I'm just flushing. There, it's gone. Bye, stupid parody song. God, the
Taylor
energy.
Swift got run over by a reindeer. What doesn't this, even stand.
That toilet's running a long time, isn't it?
It is. You might want to check
when
it's going to
cut
talk.
Off. Okay.
While we wait for that
We're done
to
now.
Stop.
I don't want
to
play the sound anymore. Please. You're gonna, I'm just kind of curious. Okay. Because I can't get the real extra volume. There, now I can
there
get
we
the
go.
Volume from the clear rear.
Shout out to Owings Mills, Maryland, where yeah. is the home
oh, nice.
Of the Gary, I'm sorry, the therapy gecko. This is a guy that is trending yesterday again. He dresses up as a gecko and hands out advice. He seems nice.
Do you know anyone else who's obsessed with lawnmowers, or are you alone in this hobby?
I have a lawnmower group of friends where we'll go ride lawnmowers together.
Videos like this catch the attention of millions of people.
What?
Lyle Drescher, dressed in his gecko costume, taking phone calls from strangers. He calls it Therapy Gecko.
Some people talk about deep interpersonal problems with their relationships.
It's perfect.
And things that are bothering them on a deep philosophical
non-blinker.
Level.
He's a non-blinker.
Psyche,
yeah.
And then other people will talk about pooping their pants.
No, Lyle is not a licensed therapist, but he is a comedian. He started
oh,
doing
okay.
stand-up
That's
comedy when
Good
he was in high school. Then during the pandemic.
Yeah, we can lose That's that. Awesome. People should
That's
know
right.
he paints his face green and he offers advice and he lives in Owings Mills.
What is an orange character that Mac could play where he gives out advice? Because Mac's smart enough to give anybody advice.
There are orange frogs.
Orange Whoa. And orange tree frog. And yeah. orange tree frog, you know, hey, 2024, just around the corner. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one day if we really motivate you, Mac.
Well, he
know.
Could.
I think you're missing the obvious.
Then, and then he could,
you're missing the obvious.
He could battle for the territory.
He could just
What's
be
that?
An orange. Have a big mascot
no,
like
that's
orange.
Boring. That's too obvious. That's too obvious. Too
know,
obvious.
He could be the yeah. sun. He could be the sun.
The sun is great.
Oh, and bring sunshine to
yeah.
people's lives.
Sun worshippers. And
sun's yellow.
Mac gives sunny advice.
Yeah. Or a, what is it? A to-go Sunny D, like a little bottle of Sunny
D. But if
D.
he's oh, the like sun, that. We can acquire the sun costume easily, and he can
correct,
paint his
correct.
Face orange or yellow or whatever,
yes.
and it'll be perfect. Mac, give it some thought, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you. He's on it. Mike, we're going to close with this, Max. So go to the bottom of your list. This is a great coffee prank that was played on a guy. It seems to be in Great Britain, where his girlfriend asked him to order a special Christmas latte for free. And it's called the Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-latte.
Will you get me a Fa-la-la-la-la-latte, please?
What's that?
If you sing it as well, apparently they give it you for free.
If I sing what?
Yeah, so like Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-latte. Well, it's like off the secret menu. They will give it you for free.
I like how long it's taken.
Yeah.
This is great.
You saw it?
Yeah, I've seen it on
poor guy.
On an advert. It's from the Christmas menu.
So it's not on these menus?
Good morning,
welcome to Costa. Can I order the fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, please?
Again.
Can I order the
pieces? Yeah.
Can I order the fa la 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 la? Is it a latte?
The latte?
The fa la 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 one.
The horse of bells of honey.
You're taking a piss, aren't you? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's
the
fa la la the latte.
Is it off the secret menu?
Don't really know what you're asking, to be honest.
So you don't have a secret...
We don't have a secret menu.
You're an idiot.
Mike, that's all I have today.
Worth the wait on that one. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Mac is the sun. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, darling, how silly of me. Hello! Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.